back. I'd like to do a couple of short pair work pieces with you all to illustrate some of what we have been talking about, and then come back into a large group and talk some more. Is that okay? Okay. Well, the first exercise, it's a role play. I don't generally approve of role play that much, but in this case, I think it's very useful. The scenario is one of you is the other person's therapist. You've been working together for a while. And in the session last week, your therapist either called you by the wrong name, ended the session 10 minutes early without realising, or fell asleep for a moment. It's up to you which one you choose. So you've come to the session this week, and before you do anything else, you need to tell them what they did in the last session. And your job as therapist is to use every means in your power to deflect this. Yeah? I shall demonstrate what I mean. Clive has kindly volunteered to
That's
be my client.
You didn't tell me.
So you come in and you sit down and you say, I've got to tell you something before we start.
So I'm Clive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Clive.
Hi. Okay. We're going to do it backwards. Hi, Nick.
I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable about last week.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You fell asleep on me.
I think that's very likely, Clive.
No, you absolutely did. Your eyes closed and you just kind of went like that.
I accept that was your experience. I wonder whether you've had other experiences in your life.
I don't need to carry on, really, do I?
Well, I'd just like to add that it may be that I was dreaming into your experience.
I'm just going to break this off. I had a really, in my first training, which was actually at BCPC, one of my trainers, who will remain nameless, who was sitting opposite me in a group. We always used to sit on the floor, you know, like people did in those days. And he was right opposite me, and he fell asleep. And he did exactly what you're doing now.
Yeah.
He bloody denied it.
Yeah.
And I actually do want to tell him his name, but I can't. I really do. And I've never forgotten it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about the fact that he fell asleep. It was about the fact that he denied it.
Absolutely.
I can feel the rage. Bastard.
So you get the idea. I think you'll find you have a lot of skills for this. Hello.
You put.
Yeah, it's fine. Ask. Yeah. The purpose of it is to see what defensive practice is like. It's exactly an example of what I've been calling to do defensive practice all the way through, and I think. In doing this in such an extreme way, you may get in contact with much more subtle ways in which you actually do that kind of thing. We'll find out. Let's say 8 minutes each way, and I'll tell you when it's time to swap round. Yeah? You're going to do it both ways. So 8 minutes, and then I'll tell you to swap round, and you do it the other way. No, that's because you broke down pathetically. Yeah. I think there's an odd group over there. I think there's an odd number there if you want to go on. Okay. The other exercise, I'd like to go straight into it, and then we'll talk about both of them as a group afterwards. The other exercise, I think with the same person, it makes it simplest if you stay with the same person, is to take it in turns to share with each other an experience from your own practice of being open with a client in a way that felt really powerful and effective. And while you're doing this, both of you try to stay open and in contact with your heart and in contact with each other. Yeah?
There's a two-way dialogue.
I think do it one way first and then the other way. I'll tell you when to swap.